Everyone. So we saw yesterday that we were talking about a goy who lights a flame, and then another goy on Motzei Shabbos lights a flame from that. And you're not allowed to use that flame. The question is, why not? A Jew who takes a flame from a non-Jewish flame, you're allowed to make a bracha on that. The Gemara explained that essentially a flame re-energizes itself, is reborn. After a while, when the flame has been burning, as it then descends, for example, and burns some more oil, it's actually a new flame. The Gemara said it's a new flame in addition to the old flame. So what you're looking at is part of the original and also a new flame. And therefore, with regard to the melacha of Hoitzo'ah, when you carry out a flame, are you considered to have been over a melacha? And the answer is yes, because the original flame that I picked up in my house is also the flame that I'm now placing in the street. It's true. It's partly a new flame, but it's also in part the old flame. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, because it is also part new flame, therefore the Jew who takes a flame from a non-Jewish lit flame on Shabbos, you're allowed to make a bracha on that. Why are you allowed to make a bracha on that? Because at least in part, it's considered to be a new flame. And therefore, it's true, it's partly old flame, but I'm not making a bracha on the old flame, although I can't really obviously tell which part is the new and which part is the old, but it doesn't matter. I do know that there is part new, part old. So therefore, the last remaining question became, if that's the case, then why, when you have a goy from a goy, why is that also to make a bracha? Why don't we say that goy number two, when he takes his new flame, that is in part new? Yes, it's in part old. And therefore, the old part of the flame that was lit on Shabbos, clearly you cannot make a bracha on that. But why can't we just say that at least the bracha should refer to the new part of the flame, just as in the case of when a Jew takes a flame from a goy? And the Gemara answered, you're right. It should essentially be permissible. It's a gezeira. It's a gezeira. Now, what exactly is the gezeira? So let's have a look at Rashi. Have a look at the very first narrow line of Rashi. Maybe two or three Rashis. Ach Isura, this Issa Ozla has gone. The original flame that was lit on Shabbos has gone. That's what we initially thought. Mitoich, because Sheshalheves, because the flame, Shalheves is a flame. Because the flame is Doilekes Vahoileches, is continuously alight. Kamo, kamo, the very first one, like the word bovakama. Bovakama means the first case. Kamo means the first one. So kamo, kamo, the first flame, porach, lay, has flown away. That's what the Gemara thought in the beginning, that the initial flame has just gone. And what you're looking at 5 minutes later is in fact a brand new flame and the first flame has gone. To which the Gemara asked a question, if that's really true, and in fact it is a brand new flame, so why, when you carry out the flame, why is that an Issa V'Hitzor? Surely the flame that I picked up is not the flame that I put down, says Rashi. Ha-moitzi shalheves l'rushus harabim b'shabbos, if you do so on Shabbos, you are chayev. Come on. U'mukminon lei b'masechtes beitzah. The Gemara establishes in Masechtas Beitza what exactly are the details of this case. How do you carry out a flame? Going, for example, the shayfe lecheres mishcha. You smoothen a piece of earthenware with mishcha. Mishcha is cream or oil. The atli bay, and you hang on it nura, a candle, the gacheles, Leka elo shalheves. So it turns out all I've got there is the flame. Meaning a regular candle, there would be oil or a candle, and on top of that, a flame. Here, there is no candle, as it were. What is the flame burning on? It's burning on this mishcha, which is the cream or the oil which is smeared all over the piece of earthenware. Umishum cheres loy machayev, but you're not considered chayev for carrying out the cheres, deles bo shiura, because it has no shear. So in other words, Rashi is bothered, and in fact the Gemara is bothered, when you carry out a flame, surely you must be carrying something together with it. You can't right. carry a flame, obviously, in your hands. So there must be a candle, there must be a cup of oil. So why do we talk about carrying out a flame? Surely you're chayev for hoitzor, not just for carrying out the flame, but for carrying out the actual candle. The answer is, I can get you a case where essentially there is no candle. There's oil. One second. If there's oil, what's holding the oil? Surely there's got to be a glass or a kli that's holding the oil. No, it's actually all over a small piece of earthenware. And the earthenware itself is so small that it's less than the shear required to be over the issa of hoitzar. So therefore, we can truly say that the only thing that you are liable for is for carrying out the flame. Says Rashi, ma she'okar loy heiniach, that which you uprooted, you never placed in the street. V'hoitzoas Shabbos, and carrying on Shabbos, loy mechaiva, never obligates you. You're never considered to have violated the issa of hoitzo on Shabbos. Ad the ikka. Ad the ikka akira mirashus zu, until you have, as it were, uprooted it from this particular domain. Vahanocha birashus zu, and then placed it in the next domain. So every malacha of hoitzor, by definition, has to incorporate two parts. The lifting up of the item from the floor, and then the placing it down on the floor in the other domain. You've got to have both parts, A and B. Therefore, when the Gemara initially understood that the flame completely replaces itself, so it turns out that the flame that I picked up is not the flame that I put down, because by the time I got into the street a minute later and put down the flame on the floor, this is now an altogether different flame. This is not the flame that I initially picked up. That's when the Gemara answered that, no, it's true, it's part old and part new. So what about the case of the goy to a goy? There's a gezeira. What's the gezeira? Says Rashi. Says Rashi, Gezeira Mishum Nochri Rishon V'Omud Rishon. Omud means that first pillar of fire. Ishoris, if you're going to permit B'Nochri Shehidlik Minochri, if you're going to permit the case of when a goy lit from a goy, Mishechoshcha, once it got dark, which technically should indeed be mutter, then the problem will be, Osi leveruchi, you will come to make a bracha, benochri shehidlik mibo'id yoim. You might then come to light on a flame that a goy lit when it was just about light. You might come to light on the flame that the goy himself lit. In other words, we're talking about a case where there was goy number one, followed by guy number two. And it's true, you should, in theory, be allowed to make a bracha on the guy number two's flame. Why? Because it definitely incorporates also, at least in part, a new flame that was lit on Motzah Shabbos. But it's going to be too confusing. I'm worried that you might come and you'll say, ah, you're allowed apparently to make a bracha on a non-Jewish flame. Goy one, goy two, you'll forget that there was actually a goy number two in the picture. And what might you do therefore? You'll take the flame that was lit by a goy when it was just about still Shabbos, in a manner where the flame has not re-energized itself. How can that be? Says Rashi. Sheloi nitoisif. In a way where nothing has been added, mishech hashecha, since it got dark. How can that be? K'mok goin, for example, shemavorech olov. For example, you're making a bracha over this flame, samuch lechashecha miyad, immediately after getting dark. So imagine Shabbos goes out at 6 o'clock. The goy lights the flame at 5:59 and 30 seconds. You look at the clock, 6 o'clock, and you make Avdallah. In those 30 seconds, there's definitely not enough time for the flame to have re-energized itself. And in that case, therefore, it'll turn out that you're in fact making a bracha on a flame that was lit on Shabbos. That's why I want you to steer clear of any flame that was lit initially by a goy and then taken from him by another goy, because you'll get confused. Goy one, goy two, it's all the same. If it's a Yisrael who took the flame from a goy, then you won't make that mistake, because everybody knows a Jew and a non-Jew is two separate types of people. Nobody will get them mixed up. But if I allow you to take a flame from goy number two, then you'll get mixed up. Ah, there's no difference between goy two and goy one. And therefore, I'll be allowed to take a flame from goy one as well, in a manner where the flame has not been re-energized. It was lit just before the end of Shabbos. You're making Havdalah immediately afterwards. This is the old flame. So because of that, they said, do not make a bracha on a non-Jewish flame, period, unless it was a Jew who took the flame from there. So that's what the Gemara means when it's a gezeira mishum nochri rishon v'omad rishon. Nochri rishon is the first goy, and omad rishon is that first pillar, that first flame. Sounds like a little bit perhaps of a far-fetched gezeira, but nonetheless, this is the gezeira that Chazal teaches us. Okay, and with this we continue. Rabbi Isa, it's not difficult Gemara. Let's try and cover some ground. Third wide line says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Hoyo mahalech chutz lekrach. Imagine somebody is walking in the outskirts of a city. You've got no idea who's in the city. Clearly you're a visitor. Vero'o oir. And you see a flame. You see a fire. So now, I don't know who lit this flame. Is it a non-Jewish flame, in which case it cannot be used, or is it a Jewish flame? Says the Gemara, Vero'o oir. So im roiv nochrim, if most of the city are non-Jewish, then we have to assume that it was probably lit on Shabbos, and therefore einoy mevareich, don't make a bracha over it. But im roiv Yisrael, then mevareich, if it is roiv people who are Jews, then you can make a bracha. So that seems a perfectly innocuous statement, except that the Gemara says, one moment, ha gufa kasha, that itself is inherently difficult. Why? Because Omrat, you told me that im roiv nochrim einoy mevorech, that if most people, most inhabitants of the town are non-Jews, you cannot make a bracha. Ha, so I can deduce from there that if it's mechza al mechza, if it's half-half, if it's 50%, 50-50, then you can make a bracha. Because you told me I only can't make a bracha if 51% are non-Jewish. Problem is, v'hodor tani, but you then went and stated that in Roiv Yisrael, if most people are Jews, then Mavorich. Ah, you need 51% of Jews. If that's the case, then Ha Mechza al Mechza Einoi Mavorich. Well, then the implication would be, if I need Roiv Jews, then half-half would not be good. So we have a bit of a steerer inherently. What's the halacha when you have half-half? Says the Gemara, you're right. But din hu, really, the halacha is da afilu mechza al mechza nami mavarech. Therefore, the first diuk is correct. If you have roiv people in the town who are goyim, don't make a brocha, but 50-50 is correct. Ah, so how do I learn the sefer? The Aidi, and seeing since the Tana Resha, Roiv Nochrim, quote unquote, that's why Tana Sefer, that's why for purposes of symmetry, it tells you in the Sefer, Roiv Yisrael, quote unquote. But you're right, technically, the Brisa could have written, if it's Roiv Goyim, don't make a brocha. If it's 50-50, then you can make a brocha. I actually don't need Roiv Yisrael. Well, why did it say Roiv Yisrael then? There it is, because if in the Reisha it spoke about Roiv Goyim, so the other side of the coin is Roiv Yisrael for purposes of making the Brisa neat and symmetrical, but technically speaking, you're right, 50-50 would be okay. Tana Rabbanon, another case, Hoya Mahalich Chutz Lekrach. You are walking outside a city. Again, outside the city means you've got no idea what goes on there. You're not a member. You're not a resident there. V'ra'o tinoik. And you see a child. V'avuka b'yada is holding a torch. So, boideik acharov. You should check after him. Inquire. Find out what's going on over here. Im Yisrael. If the child is a Jew, Humavarich, then you can make a bracha over this flame because the assumption is that it's going to be lit on Motzei Shabbos. And Imnochrihu, if he's a guy, then Eino Mavarich. Now, that statement sounds perfectly innocuous, but what's the obvious question? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. My Iria Tinoik, why are you speaking about a child? Afilu Godoil Nami. Wouldn't the exact same halacha be with a godoil as well? What's this got to do with the fact that the person holding the flame is a child? It's a Jew, then you can make a bracha, and if not, not. What's the difference? What age? Says the Gemara, no. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. What we're talking about over here is a very specific case. We're talking about Somuch Lishkias Hachamo Oskinon. We're talking about that it's very close to the Shkia, meaning it's only just become nightfall. You see somebody holding a flame just after nightfall. Okay, if that would be the case, Godoil, were the person to be holding the flame, were he to be a Godoil, Muchacha Milsa Devadai Nochri, were it to be a Godoil, I wouldn't even ask the question. Why? Why is it Muchach, he must be a Goy? Because what's this big desperation? Why was he desperate to light a candle the minute after nightfall? It looks suspicious. People generally, although we did mention a case of the exception, but generally, you don't make Abdallah the minute after nightfall. So if I see somebody holding a flame the minute after nightfall, my assumption is he's a goy. There's no point even asking him. He must be a goy. If he's a Jew, what's he busy running around with a flame immediately after nacht? So why, when he's a child, the thing's different? Says the Gemara, but if he's a tinoik, then Eimar Yisrael. then maybe he is a Jew, ikri v'nokit. And it just happens to be that he's holding a flame. He found it, he just lit it himself. You can't ask questions on why would a child light a flame just after Shabbos. But why a gadol would light a flame after Shabbos is highly suspicious, and therefore there's nothing really to investigate. Look at Rashi. Gadol muchacha milsa. The matter is conclusive to vaday nochrihu, ve'ein tzarech livdek acharov. And there's no purpose even in checking up after him. Why? Because if it would really be true that he was a Jew, loy hoya mahadir samuch lachashecha, he would not be walking around so close to nightfall, miyad, immediately afterwards, le'achoyz ha'oir b'yodoy, holding a candle in his hand. You wouldn't find him there. He would probably be in shul. He'd probably be davening. Why is he holding a flame a minute after nightfall? So therefore, the assumption is it must be a goy. But if it's a child, so I don't know, maybe the child doesn't go to mariv. Maybe the child is not so busy, etc., etc. So when it comes to a child, then I've got to do my inquiries. So that's why we say, fine, if he's a Jew, it's this way. If it's a non-Jew, it's something else. That's why it does depend on his age. Another case. Somebody was walking around the city, and he sees a flame. Now, what type of flame are we talking about? Im ovo. If it is a very thick flame, kapi hakivshon, it is the flame the size of the mouth of a furnace. We'll see what that means in a second. So then, mavore cholov. But the imlav, if it's smaller than that, eino mavore cholov. Why? Says Rashi. Here we're getting to a new halacha, Rabbi Say. Until now, we've been discussing the halacha of when the flame was lit. Is it a Ner Shavas? Is it Ner Shalosh Shavas? But now we're talking about a different halacha completely. And what's this halacha? There is another requirement. In order to be allowed to make a bracha on a Ner on Matzah Shabbos, it has to be that the Ner was lit for purposes of giving light, as opposed, for example, to a flame that was lit, not for the purposes of giving light, but rather just to make a barbecue, or to heat up your room. So if a fire was lit for purposes of heating, that's not there to give light. Remember, the whole inyan of making a bracha, Moshe Shabbos, on the oil, is the light of the flame. What we're talking about is the bracha on the light of the flame, but not the heat of the flame, not its cooking ability, etc., etc., etc. So the question is, how am I able to discern whether or not this flame was initially lit for purposes of giving light or not? How can I tell? How can I tell? So that's what the Gemara is telling you. It depends on the size of the flame. Look at Rashi. Kepi hakivshon. If it's the size of the mouth of the furnace, she soirfim boy avonim. The furnace in which you burn, as it were, stones in it, lesid, in order to make cement. Im avo. If the flame is as wide as ka'or hayotze mipi hakivshon, if it's as wide, apparently what comes out of this furnace is a very, very large flame. Now, let's just press pause. Can you make the bracha of Havdalah on that very flame that comes out of a furnace? Obviously not. Because the flame that's coming from the furnace was never lit to give light. Rather, it was lit in order to heat up the cement. So we're not talking about the actual flame. We're talking about the size of the flame. If the flame that you come across is the size of that type of flame that emerges from the entrance of a furnace, you should know that Nahoira Bori Hi, it is a healthy flame. What does that mean? It's a healthy flame. Olehishtamesh la'oira hi na'asis, and was made in order to benefit from its light. If somebody wants to have light, he doesn't just light a flame, a very small flame, right? Imagine in old times, there were no lampposts, street lights. So you want to walk around the street. You're not going to walk around with a tiny little candle that you can heat a cup of water over. That's not going to give you light. So clearly, if it was really lit in order to give light, it would be of larger size. That would really, then you'd hold a whole fire torch in your hand. And that therefore could give light. If the flame is smaller than that, then the assumption is it was not lit in order to give light. So what is that size? So for some reason, the size is the size of the flame that comes out of the back of a kivshon. Then if it's that size, which apparently is a large flame, then the assumption is it was lit in order to give light. Says Rashi, ve'im lav. But if it's a very small flame, then the assumption is that lav la'oira na'asis. Then it was not given, it was not made to give light. So why was it lit in the first place? Elo levashel. It clearly was just a small flame. You wanted to put a small pot of soup on it. You don't need a whole massive fire torch for that. Therefore, you cannot make a bracha over it. Why not? Here comes the big rule. Ve'ein mevorachin elo. You can only make the bracha of boiri moiri ha'esh al shenase lahoir, only on a flame that was made to give light, but not on a flame that was made to cook things, not on a flame that was made to heat things. It's got to be there. It was lit in order to give light.
Didn't historically, when they would use it for both. Others, you would use it to cook, you would use it to heat, and you would also use it for light.
Right. So if it was for both, then it would be permitted, correct?
Okay.
The assumption for the moment, we're going to see that in a second. The assumption is, if it's that small, it cannot be that you had two intentions in mind. It must have been it was only lit for cooking purposes, and therefore that's not the flame that you can use. Okay, we have to hold it over here. As you can see, it's not difficult, Gemara. Hopefully tomorrow, we should be able to really reach the bottom of the Omid, or close to it, and then Amitz Hashem next week will be in good position to finish the Perek will be. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Good day, call two.
Hey. Call two.